This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Speech is the mirror of the heart. When the heart is pure, the tongue speaks pears. When the heart is dark, the tongue wounds. Peace and blessings, dear listeners. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where the fragrance of wisdom still rises from the gardens of faith and poetry. Today, we walk through one of the most powerful gifts Allah has granted humankind, speech. With a single word, you can build or destroy, comfort or wound, guide or mislead. The tongue, though small, carries the weight of the soul. As Sa'di says, a gentle word is like spring rain upon dry soil, but a sharp tongue burns the heart like fire. Speech reveals who we truly are. You can wear fine clothes, hide your intentions, or smile politely, but the moment you speak, your heart becomes visible. Sa'di wrote, a man's worth lies beneath his tongue, not above his head. And Imam Ali alayhi salam expressed it beautifully. The tongue of a man is one half of him, and the other half is his heart. Our words are not separate from our faith. They are our faith in motion. Allah says in the Holy Book of Quran, speak kindly to people, and speak to them a noble word. And most powerfully, not a word does one utter, except that there is an angel ready to record it. Every sentence we say, every whisper, every comment online, it is written. Our speech becomes the architecture of our destiny. Silence, too, is a language, the voice of wisdom. Sa'di once wrote, the wise are silent not because they have nothing to say, but because they know the time and value of saying it. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, when your words are heavier than your silence, speak. When your silence is wiser than your words, remain quiet. And in the book of Nahjul Balagha, he warned, the tongue is like a lion. If you let it loose, it may wound someone. Now, in our age of social media, speech has multiplied, but wisdom has not. People type what they would never say aloud. They argue, accuse, and mock, forgetting that digital words also reach the hearts. Sa'di would have grieved at this. He wrote, do not throw stones with your tongue, for hearts bleed invisibly. The believer must measure speech, not to suppress truth, but to deliver it with mercy. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had said, the most perfect believer is the one who is best in speech and character. He never raised his voice in anger. He never humiliated his soul with words. Even when faced with insult, he answered with calmness and dignity. Now, once a man insulted the Prophet repeatedly. The companions wanted to attack, but the Prophet said softly, leave him. His words are a reflection of him, not of me. So every marriage, friendship, and family bond is held together, or torn apart by words. A kind phrase can heal a heart. A harsh one can scar for years. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, the believer is not he who fasts and prays much, but he whose tongue is safe for others. So before we speak, we must ask ourselves, is this word true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it the word said by a Muslim? Now, Sa'di tells of a king who insulted a beggar for his smell and torn clothes. The beggar smiled and replied, O king, the earth will one day embrace both of us. Your perfume will fade and my dirt will become dust alike. The king was silent, ashamed. Sa'di wrote, a word spoken with truth can humble the proud. A word spoken with cruelty can destroy the kind. Imam Ali alayhi salam had mentioned the tongue is both the sweetness and the most poisonous thing in a man. It can be means to paradise through prayer and encouragement, or it can be the path to destruction through gossip, mockery, and lies. This is why the Prophet ﷺ had said, "Whoever guarantees me what is between his jaws and his legs, I will guarantee him paradise." Now let's go for a very short break, and then we're going to be back by some practical steps towards changing our mindset to the ways that we talk, to the way that we behave, and to the way that our tongue is affecting our behavior.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Now let's reflect on five golden principles for ethical speech in Islam and on our daily lives with wisdom. The first one might be speaking truthfully. Truth is light, falsehood darkens the heart. So once we know that we're being honest with the other people, this might be the first step toward having the correct Islamic way of talking. The other way is speaking kindly. If truth can be told gently, it will reach deeper. The other way can be speaking with purpose. Idle talk wastes the breath of life. And avoiding backbiting. The Quran likens it to eating the flesh of your dead brother. And the other technique might be keeping silent when angry. Silence is the bridge between emotions and reason. Now, Saadi Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet, again wrote, "A kind word can melt the iron of hatred. Harshness can freeze even the warmth of love." So next time you're tempted to answer sharply, pause and choose softness. Gentle words echo longer than loud ones. Even I think in our own life, if we look at our memories, look at the memories that we have with the teachers, with the people around us, as a child even, we remember those moments that a person was teaching us something or was helping us or even found us guilty in a situation, but with the kind words started to change our mindset. A teacher who didn't shout at us the time that we couldn't understand. The parent who helped us doing something, though we were supposed to be able to, but we couldn't. Or even those friends who were always there for us, supporting us and giving us that positive energy. See, these moments had stuck in our mind. So in this way, we can learn that our words can be the memories in the minds of the other people as well. Now, every salam that we say is worship. Every goodbye is a prayer. The simplest word, if said with sincerity, carry divine fragrance. Even silence can be a form of remembrance when the heart is speaking to Allah while the tongue rests. Saadi ends one of his stories saying, "If you cannot speak good, be silent, for silence too is a kind of speech." Now, dear listeners, in the garden of faith, every word is a seed. Some grow into flowers, others into thorns. The choice is ours. Let us plant words that heal, that comfort, that inspire. Let us silence the tongue when it becomes heavier than truth. And remember, speech is not only communication, it is creation. Every word you speak shapes the world around you. As Saadi Shirazi whispers through time, words are arrows. Once released, they do not return. So speak lightly, speak love, and speak faith. And as we're closing today's episode, dear hearts, I say with warmth and prayer, may your words bring peace to those you meet, and may your silence carry wisdom to the heavens. And may our minds, see, when we are talking about our words, we usually go back and refer to the heart, but not necessarily. May our minds be that awakened and that aware that will control us in the moments that we are angry, in the moment that we want to have the sharp answer and feel good at the moment. May our minds remember that we're still a Muslim, that we still carry the heavy responsibility of those great role models. We may not be the exact copy of them like our great prophet, but at least we're claiming to be the followers of his way. So may our heart understand the value of silence when it is required, and may our mind understand the value of being aware and awakened in those sharp moments that we want an answer to, just feel like we have been answering to the other people. Sometimes not answering can be the true reaction of a Muslim. Sometimes our kind, gentle, and generous answer will be the lifesaver of others. So with all these great remembrance and with these wishes, I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.